Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of creatures become.
It's Dan Fogelberg bringing this back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me on Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman, an outstanding vistage leader. And she's the author of Link Out. She is the purveyor of LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com website, co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. Leslie, you're doing so many things. Your career has been very significant with helping women put their best foot forward. And I had the honor of speaking to your Vistage group earlier this year in New York City. And you had several women in your group. In fact, may have been a majority. I can't remember exactly, but at least half.
Yeah, exactly.
Were women. And,
I think it's so important that men and women be working together in companies, in groups, because, you know, look, men and women are both talented, but they also have different communication styles.
Mm-hmm.
And they each bring different things to the party, and that's really the future of our company. It's the future of our workforce. Is that you hear too much about men versus women or women not moving up, but I do a lot of talking about how women need to take more responsibility, you know, in companies about moving up themselves, because a lot of times they don't ask for what they want. They don't put themselves out there. They wait for people to tap them.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas men tend to be more forthright and say, look, this is what I want, and have the talk with the boss, you know, but the women don't. And that doesn't help the company, and it doesn't help the individual. So I really like having both women and men in the group.
So are you saying that, and I'm not trying to lead you here. I just want to make sure I understand this. Are you saying that women, if women don't have everything that they think that they should have, it might be as much, if not more, their inability to go for it, to ask for it, to feel like they deserve it, than that someone's holding them back?
I wouldn't say more. I'd say they share equal responsibility.
Right.
I really do. And one of the things also that I've noticed with men and women is that men will go and take a position, move up, or want mm-hmm. to move up, even if they're not 100% prepared for that position.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because they'll
they're
going to learn
it. They'll make it till they make it.
Right, exactly. Whereas a lot of women feel they have to be 100% prepared and perfect.
Yep.
And that's what gets in the way of a
I
lot
think
of
you're right.
Moving.
I think you're right about that. And see, I have to whenever I over the years, and I'm talking over the decades, when I've worked with women, I've had to say, look, this isn't perfect, but it's excellent. Let's get it finished.
Right.
Because do you think it's because, and you and I have talked about this before in different ways, but do you think it's because men are more comfortable with risk than women?
Well, I think
because
that
if you don't have all your bases covered,
right.
That can be risky.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's definitely one of the things. But there is something about being a perfectionist.
Yeah.
That is obsessive, and you see that even in women at home. You know, that have to.
Oh
have
yeah,
their
there's
house
no question.
Perfect.
There's no question. My wife and I have talked about this, and I've she talks about men not having guilt, and I said, no, you don't understand. We have just as much guilt as you do. We feel guilt just like you do. But here's the difference. We don't manufacture it.
Right. We don't make ourselves wrong
If there's guilt to be had, and if it's on us, then we'll claim it. But we don't go out looking to crank it up and make some.
Right.
And I do think women manufacture guilt sometimes. What do you think?
Well, I think that women tend to try, again, going back to that perfectionist thing, men... They feel guilty if they don't do things perfectly,
mm-hmm.
whereas men feel, they might feel a little bit of bad about it, but they say, but they get over it right away.
Right.
They get over it right away. They can compartmentalize better than women.
Well, I think you're right about that, and we don't obsess about it.
Right.
And I try to help when I work with women. I try to help them find a way to be comfortable in their own skin.
Right, right.
And men usually are. And of course, one of the reasons why men get away with so much, though, Leslie, is because we're so darn cute, don't you think?
Huh? I like that.
Don't you think? I mean, that's how I get away with a lot of stuff because I'm so darn cute.
That's right.
Hey, Leslie, LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com, right?
Yep.
Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
We sure have enjoyed having you here. Good job today.
Okay, enjoy
Leslie
being with you.
Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter, and we always have fun when Leslie joins us. She'll be back another day, and I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.